Well, this bill was a non-solution to a very real problem. Insurance consumers in Florida are struggling for more insurance options. They really want lower rates. People have had to literally move out of the state because they can't find affordable insurance, and most banks require them to have property insurance if they have a mortgage. This bill was really just sold as consumer choice when it was really a State Farm stimulus bill. It was a chance for the industry to raise rates as high as they would like. Initially, the bill was narrowly crafted so that it would have only allowed several industries, namely State Farm, to do this. We wouldn't have liked that either, but it was a little more tolerable. Over the course of the session, we saw this bill expand to the point where it would have included most of the private insurance market in Florida. So we're very happy with Governor Crist's decision to veto this bill. This bill would have led to higher rates, more collusion among the big insurers if more of them even did come into the state, which was a real big assumption. This was sold as a bill that would create choice and more options for consumers, but there was not, there wasn't one provision in this bill, and there was never a commitment by State Farm to stay in the state if this bill passed.
Yeah, let me pick up on that, Brad. We know State Farm very unhappy that they're not allowed to raise rates higher than the insurance commissioner has allowed them to do. So they have been saying that if this bill did not go through, then that was it for them. They're going to take off. As you say, they might have already done that anyhow. How would this bill, if it had been signed by the governor, how would that have helped State Farm?
Well, this bill would have completely deregulated. It would have removed state regulation over insurance rate hikes, meaning right now insurance companies have to go before the Office of Insurance Regulation to justify their rate increases. They have to prove that they do need those raises in rates to justify hikes. It's not just they need to prove that it's not just a move to pad their bottom line or to return more to their shareholders. Equally, the Office of Insurance Regulation or Kevin McCarty looks at the situation to make sure that the companies are made whole. He has sort of a dual responsibility. Their office, better yet, has a dual responsibility to make sure they're requesting adequate rates and not asking for excessive rates. This bill would have removed that role and allowed these companies to raise rates as high as they like, which just isn't an option. I mean, some people might be able to pay those high rates. Other people won't. And I think the proponents of the bill wrongly assume that there are going to be all these options available for people, and that people can simply say, well, I can't pay the higher rate, so I'm going to go to another insurance provider. But then, you're dealing with a relatively low number of households statewide that don't have a high risk. Most of the high-risk properties are already consumed by citizens' property insurance, meaning the state has absorbed that risk. And that's the other related problem to this. We need to remove as many of those properties from citizens and get them in the private market as possible. But up until now, the private market hasn't really been very helpful in that. They've resisted many consumer-oriented reforms, and this is their solution to a very real problem. We don't view it as a good option for consumers, so we're glad the governor vetoed it.
Brad, was there any type of legislation promulgated in Tallahassee this year that your organization was behind when it comes to property insurance reform?
Well, there was one bill that allowed the state to, allowed citizens to raise rates by 10%. We initially opposed that because they were trying to allow citizens' property insurance, the state's insured last resort, to raise rates by 20% per year. We are sort of conflicted on this, and that now definitely doesn't feel like the time citizens should have to pay more rates on any front, considering our economic woes. But at the same time, the whole state is at risk, and people are going to have to pay on the front end or the back end. If we don't start paying higher assessments in citizens, it just means higher assessments in the event of a catastrophic storm or a series of storms like we've seen in the past. So that bill was one that we didn't necessarily support, but we didn't oppose it either. I mean, it really was probably the right thing to do.